Reliability and validity are the two important characteristics of high quality research. However, reliability and validity and the quality of research more generally can be understood in various different ways, particularly if you do qualitative research. This is how quality of research is often presented. So this is a very quantitative way of understanding high quality research. Reliability refers to if you do the study again, would you get the same result? Basically about measurements, because everything else is assumed to be deterministic in quantitative research. Measurement validity, sometimes controlled validity, refers to whether your variables measure what you're supposed to measure. Statistical conclusion validity, do you do statistical inferences correctly? Internal validity, are your causal claims correct and supported? And external validity refers to whether the study generalizes. So this is a very quantitative way of viewing validity and reliability. And it's not the only way that you can view the quality of research. For example, our book says that we have reliability, replicability, and validity here. And the idea here is that replicability is added because you should never trust a single study. So a study is only trustworthy if the results are replicated across different studies. So it might be that we make a small error in our study, or we just get lucky and get a finding, and then the finding is published because it's surprising and we have data to support it. Then others don't replicate it. Then if it doesn't replicate, then it's not valid research. This term replicability is related to two different concepts. We have reproducibility and replicability, and these are often confused. Reproducibility means, is the study documented well enough that we could in principle run it again? So if we would give the same data to somebody else, would they be able to read our study and come up with the same result? Surprisingly, many studies don't document their procedures well enough that you could actually reproduce it. And this is a big discussion point in management research currently. Then there is a replicability, which refers to whether follow-up studies support the original study. And this replicability is now a hot topic in business research and particularly in psychology. There is this term called replication crisis, and this refers to the phenomenon that in psychology research about in early 2000s, someone realized that if we replicate many of these seminal psychological studies, the follow-up studies actually don't support the original result. So the studies that the theories are based on don't always replicate. So they might be just chance findings, some errors, somebody getting lucky. There's a really great video on YouTube called "Is Most Published Research Wrong?" that explains this problem. Then reproducibility is something that is also discussed a lot in management research. And there are now special issues about replication and reproducibility. There is now a new journal that publishes replication studies. So replicability is becoming more and more common. And this is perhaps the reason why the textbook author chose to include replicability there among the important quality criteria. Then if we look at validity, then validity also can be understood in different ways. And our book explains validity in four different ways. So we have measurement validity, whether the variables actually measure what they're supposed to measure, internal validity, causality, and sometimes statistical conclusion validity is included in internal validity, because unless your stats are correct, then your claim cannot be correct. So this statistical conclusion validity is understood to be a part of internal validity. Then external validity is generalizability. But here we have this concept of ecological validity, which the most commonly used categorization of validity that I had on the first slide does not include. So what is ecological validity? Ecological validity is originates from experimental research, and the idea from those experiments is that the experiments should mimic real-world scenarios as well as possible, instead of being some kind of artificial scenarios that are run in labs. So that is the origin of the concept of ecological validity. Ecological validity is often used as a synonym for external validity. So external validity is used in the context of lab studies, whether the study generalizes from the lab that's internally valid to externally outside the lab. And external ecological validity is thought to be a part of external validity or the same thing. This is really used in management research. I have about 10,000 articles stored on my computer, various kinds of business research, and I couldn't find a single hit of ecological validity in those, except for one book that used it for a different purpose. So this is not very commonly used. Important parts are external validity, internal validity, and measurement validity. Those are pretty much agreed on by everybody that they are important. When we go to qualitative research, qualitative researchers, for good reason, think that qualitative research should have different validity standards. And one very common is from Lincoln and Guba, and they present this credibility, transferability, dependability, and confirmability, which are similar to the four kinds of validity that I explained in the beginning of this talk. But we can go even further. If you really want to understand validity and quality of research in qualitative research, there's actually quite a lot more to it than thinking about what are the parallels between qualitative and quantitative research. For example, if you do an interpretive research, then whether your study presents the experience of the informant in an authentic way would not be captured by these, because these are more about whether the propositions are correct. But if your study doesn't produce propositions or doesn't test hypotheses, but it tries to explain how a person understands the situation, then does your explanation really capture in an authentic way the person's the situation? And do you really capture or understand how the person views the situation? So here we try to explain, and here we try to understand, and we need a different kind of quality criteria. If you are doing a critical study where your goal is not to explain or understand the current situation, but perhaps change the current situation, then you might add that the study must be consequential. So a study that doesn't have any consequences, study something that doesn't make a difference, would not be a valid study from the critical theory perspective. To summarize, when we talk about reliability and validity, it's useful to understand this fairly statistical, quantitative, research-oriented way of looking at validity first, because most validity frameworks built on this framework, which I think comes from Shady's or Campbell and Cook book from the 60s. And even if they don't build directly on this, explanations of validity typically explain how the new idea of validity relates to this idea of three or four times of validity. Statistical conclusion validity is typically not included in qualitative studies for obvious reasons.